You know that feeling when the CAF checks finally come in and they're bigger than expected? The market's been good, the bills are caught up, and for once you've got some breathing room. It feels great. But here's a question worth sitting with. What do you do next with that money? I'm here today with John Hewlett, a ranch and farm management extension specialist with the University of Wyoming and a member of the Right Risk team.
Thank you.
That's the question that separates operations that stay strong through the tough years from the ones that get caught out when prices fall or drought hits. And most producers don't think about it until the check's already in their hand, which is exactly the wrong time.
Today we're talking through that question. What should a producer do with profits from a good year? And just as importantly, what should they avoid? Let's start at the beginning. When times are good, what's the first mistake people make?
Probably confusing high prices with high profit. Those aren't the same thing. When cattle prices go up, so do a lot of your costs. Feed, fuel, labor, repairs, interest, taxes. So you can have record high prices and still be running on thin margins if your cost rose right alongside them. The real question is, what did you actually keep?
So margin is what matters. Not just the price on the board.
Right. And that becomes especially important when you start thinking about adding a payment, equipment, land, cows, or some other expansion. Before you sign anything, ask one honest question. Could we still make this payment if prices dropped and costs stayed high?
That's a gut check a lot of people skip when times feel good.
They do. And there's another trap that shows up right alongside it. Mistaking cash for profit. Most producers watch the checkbook. Cash flow matters, but cash flow can mislead you. If you sold down cows to generate cash, your herd got smaller. The money looks good, but you just sold part of the factory. That's not profit. That's liquidation.
So how do you get a clearer picture of whether the year was actually good?
You look beyond what came in and what went out. You also look at inventory. What happened to cow numbers? What happened to feed on hand? If you want to take it a step further, talk with your lender, your accountant, or your extension educator about a basic accrual adjustment. That's just a more honest way of asking whether the business truly earned money this year or whether it sold down assets to make the cash flow look strong.
Let's say a producer really did have a good year, good margins, real profit, money in hand. What comes next?
The newsletter lays it out as a priority ladder, and the key idea is simple. Climb it from the bottom up. Don't start at the top.
What's at the bottom rung?
Survival and reserves. Working capital. A drought reserve. Deferred maintenance on fences, water systems, corrals, and equipment. The things that keep the ranch running and keep you from being forced into bad decisions when conditions turn against you.
That's not the exciting stuff.
No, but it's the stuff that keeps you in business. A useful target is to build working capital to the point where it could cover 12 months of operating expense. Some lenders also use a rule of thumb of about 25% of gross income. However you measure it, the point is to have enough cushion that when a dry year hits, and it will, you still have options.
So first, survival and reserves. Then what?
Next comes resilience. Investments that make drought easier to manage. Water development, grazing flexibility, improvements that reduce risk. After that comes growth. More cows, more acres, more iron. Growth isn't bad. It just shouldn't come before the buffer.
And there's another discipline that often gets overlooked here, isn't there?
Yes, matching the funding horizon to the life of the asset. Short-term cash for short-term needs. Long-term capital for long-term assets. A lot of trouble starts when producers use the wrong kind of money for the wrong kind of investment.
That's a very practical point.
It is. It helps keep a good year from turning into a long repayment problem.
The recent newsletter uses the Smith Ranch example to make this real. Walk us through that.
The Smiths are a family cow-calf operation. They had a strong calf market year and ended up with $150,000 in extra cash. Sounds like a great problem to have. But their reserves are thin, so the real question isn't simply how to get the highest return, it's which use of that money leaves the ranch strongest if drought or lower prices show up next.
And the newsletter compares five options.
Right. A water project, pipeline and tanks, could net about $55,000 a year and has a strong positive impact on drought survival. Paying down variable rate debt at 9% saves about $13,500 a year and lowers risk. Leasing additional acres might net about $35,000 a year, depending on how flexible the terms are. Buying 60 bred heifers at $2,500 each might net about $15,000 a year. And just holding the cash at 4% earns about $6,000 a year while keeping all your options open.
And what stands out when you compare those side by side?
The biggest lesson is that drought impact matters, not just dollars. Buying cows isn't automatically wrong, but if reserves are thin, it can actually make drought harder, because you've got more mouths to feed and fewer options. Water development, debt reduction, and even just holding cash can improve resilience more than expansion does.
So the right question isn't only what makes money, it's what helps the ranch survive stress.
Exactly. Before the Smiths sign a check, they need to ask, will this help us survive the next drought?
Let's talk about red flags. When times are good, what should people watch for?
A few big ones. Permanent costs built on temporary prices, and that's the classic mistake. Prices are up, so somebody takes on a payment that only works if prices stay up. Borrowing more just because land values rose, that's paper value, not income. Letting taxes drive the decision, and any plan that only works if the weather stays perfect.
That last one is worth sitting with.
It really is. If the plan only works with good grass, normal rainfall, strong prices, and no surprises, then it's probably not much of a plan. Good years are exactly when you need to pressure test decisions against bad weather and weaker markets.
And say a word about taxes, because that one comes up every year.
It sure does. Every December, somebody says they need to buy a new truck to save on taxes. But the tax savings is only a slice. Most of that cash still leaves the ranch. So treat taxes as a tiebreaker, not the driver. If the purchase already fits the priority ladder, then tax planning may help with timing. But buying something you don't need just to cut a tax bill still makes you poorer.
So what should a producer actually do with all of this? What's one concrete step they can take right now?
Estimate how many months of operating expense your working capital can cover today. That's it. Just that number. It gives you a quick, honest picture of where you stand and what needs to happen first with any good year money.
And then write down a plan before the next check shows up.
Exactly. Keep it simple. List your priorities in ladder order. Add one trigger rule, something like, only buy cows if working capital covers 12 months of operating expense and the drought reserve is full. And make sure you involve the people who need to be in the room, spouses, partners, lenders. Good decisions usually get better when everyone's in the conversation before the money gets spent.
And you don't have to do any of this alone. If you want help working through the numbers, RightRisk.org has free tools and self-paced courses built specifically for producers, including scenario planning in the RightRisk Analytics Toolbox.
That's a great resource. The goal is to make these decisions while you're thinking clearly, not in the moment when the pressure's on.
All right, let's bring it home. The big idea today is simple. Good times are a gift. But the decisions you make in good times can shape your operation for years. Use them to build a ranch that can handle the next dry spell, not just a bigger one. That means filling the bottom of the priority ladder first, reserves, cushion, and resilience, before you grow. It means watching your margins honestly, not just the price board. And it means writing down your plan now, while you're thinking clearly, so the next good check doesn't get spent on impulse.
Well said. Good times don't last forever, but a ranch built on good decisions can.
Thanks for joining us. And as always, for more resources on farm and ranch risk management, visit rightrisk.org.
Thanks for having me.